Okay, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you so much for allowing us to get together again. It's going to be an awesome time. Father, we just ask that you receive our praises to you through these artists on the web. It's some of our favorites that we like. And we pray, Lord, that you would receive them, and it'd be a sweet smell in your nostrils, Lord. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon everyone here tonight. And Father, we thank you for answering all of our prayers when we pray. And Father, we just ask and we pray that tonight there'll be no hindrances to our communications, that everything would go smoothly and everybody would get to hear and praise with us. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for draining that sewer swamp up there in Washington, D.C. too. And we also thank you, Lord, for bringing down the faction against the church. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know that there's coming a pandemic, a COVID. I don't know what it's going to be, but we just know from your words that it's going to happen, an epidemic of some description. We thank you for your Psalms 91 anointing that's good, that works for those who are abiding in you, Lord. And we can just claim Psalms 91, but we have to be abiding in you, Lord. Getting close to you, and when we abide in you, you abide in us. And Father, we just praise you and glorify you for bringing us closer and closer to you, Father. And Lord, let us, I know we talked about it this afternoon, about not so much getting on the news, but getting to you for the news, because you give it to us before it happens, and it's a whole lot more accurate. And Father, we thank you for doing that in each of our hearts, to seek you for the news, Lord. We ask, Lord, that those who do, that you give them dreams, visions, words of knowledge about the things about to take place in the world. And we praise you, we glorify you for all that you're doing in each and every one of us, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, has anybody got a prayer request? Greg, get a bowl. I didn't got my bowl back here.
It was all the, right, anybody got a cat's bowl? The wild one you told me to haircuts.
Oh, our haircut. Yeah. Anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Denny, go ahead.
Yeah. Like to pray for Hadassah's family. Her husband was been sick for about a week, and he never did get tested, but they don't know whether it was COVID or not, but he's just getting over it. He just started eating today. It's been about a whole week. He hasn't had hardly anything, but she just was praying that it won't get on the rest of the family. So Father, we thank you for Brad's healing. We just thank you for it, God, and we ask you to protect all the children in Hadassah from getting this, in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, amen. Father, we just know they know they have healing, and they've been claiming it. We just thank you for it. Thank you for completing this healing.
Thank you, amen, Jesus. Lord, we all hook our faith up with Denny and yeah. Hadassah and Brad, and we thank you, Father, that he is here. And there's not going to be any problems anywhere else. And I just command that spirit of infirmity off of him and out of that house in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing it. Lord, we just thank you for a quick recovery for him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for his complete healing in Jesus' name. Thank you for his appetite, too. Amen. All right, anyone else? Judy and Sue been raptured out. That's empty chairs there. I don't know. Look pretty suspicious. All right. Anybody else need some prayer? Who was it we supposed to pray for tonight? Yeah, Missy.
Um, I saw a headline that our governor wants to legalize marijuana for recreational use. So I want to pray against that. I know he's tried to push that agenda before, and I know he wants to raise the minimum wage, which isn't a bad thing, as long as it's not crazy. Because I know that can make it tougher on businesses, especially right now. And he wants to tax natural gas. So, Lord, my biggest concern is this whole marijuana thing. Father, he hasn't been able to get it done before. And we ask you, Lord, that he be blocked again by the state legislature and put it in everyone's heart to vote according to your will, Lord. And we just ask you to send forth your angels and cast down this spirit of witchcraft and pharmakia in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We got enough numbed up politicians to, so we don't have to add to it with this marijuana business. All right. Who else? Yes, Pat.
Sounds like they're trying to keep the governors or whatever, trying to keep the people comfortably numb so that they're not, you know, familiar, paying attention to what they're doing. But anyway, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. You've given us authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. We take that authority right now and command this law that they're trying to pass to be dissolved. We reject it in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast it down. We forbid it to pass. We forbid it to even be brought to the table. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your strength, your life. And we thank you that you have brought us through into a place of victory, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you'd fill us with your Holy Spirit tonight. To pray and stand against these things in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Excuse me. In the name of Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord. Go, Pat.
Probably should have kept the floor. I wanted to, I guess, give a prayer request or kind of a request for the group to agree with me. I went through a day where it was totally against me. And the crazy thing about it is I didn't realize it that it was an attack until the very end of the day. I went into work and it was, you know, there was so many things that I had to, on the schedule that had to be done. And then I had a safety incident that happened. Somebody got hurt and had to go to the hospital, and a contractor threw trash in the owner's compactor, and just all kinds of stuff happening. The interesting thing, I get into the mode of solving the problem, you know, dealing with the problem, solving the problem, dealing with the problem. So, and they just kept coming and coming all day long. And it didn't dawn on me until I actually sat down at the end of the day to try to, write a daily report or daily log as to what happened today, that it was an attack. It was the devil was just throwing stuff at me. And so I started casting it down in the name of Jesus, and then am binding and blessing my contractors, my people, and standing against that spirit, whatever this attack was, standing against it and casting it down. I've already done that through the day, this evening. So I'm just asking that everybody agree with me that it will be cast down, and that progress and a positive outcome will happen through this this process. And so, Father, I just thank you for that. I thank you again for the authority you've given us. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us a sensitivity to your spirit, that we, when these things come in, that we just don't roll over and take them nonchalantly as you know, whatever has happened, what is okay with me type of thing, but that we that you've given me grace today to simply see and stand up and attack and push back at the darkness, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I just praise you. I command light to shine in the darkness of this attack, of this this work that I have going on, this job or whatever. I thank you, Lord, that you have given us the victory in Christ, and we simply need to stand on your word and stand in faith and trust you for your grace to accomplish that which we cannot. So I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the outcome, the victory, and the success in this project, simply because you are at the helm, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we do, Lord. We hook our faith up with Pat, and we believe that tomorrow is going to be a sign that you've taken care of it. And Father, it's going to, we bind up any kind of spirit distraction, any kind of spirit from messing up tomorrow in Jesus' name in Pat's realm. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I believe it's done. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, there's Judy. She made it back. We thought y'all was raptured out of here, girl. Okay. All right, anyone else? Okie doke. I did want to say just a few words about being a news junkie, and we're guilty here, but we're learning. We had our little Bible study yesterday, or book reading, or whatever you want to call it, locally, and one of the ladies, I'm not sure if it was a word from the Lord or what. I don't remember. Maybe Debbie or Denny can, or Sue or Judy, about watching the news rather than seeking the Lord for the news. And I thought it was an awesome thing for us to do, is to, rather than watch the news. And Mike Schoberg and I were talking earlier about it. You know, there's so much misinformation out there anyway. Why not get the news from the news guy, huh? And that's God. He's God over all the news. He's sovereign over all the news. He knows before it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And if we seek the Lord, he'll give it to us. And we won't have to go on there and listen to all the garbage. We'll get it right straight from the Lord. And I'm just suggesting that. I'm not trying to. That's right, Pat. The Lord is the one that makes the news. And Lord, we just ask and we pray, Lord, that you place it in everybody's heart to seek you, to find a word about what's fixing to happen. And if there's anything that we need to prepare about, or anything that we need to pray against, or anything that we need to pray for, or whatever it is, Lord, we ask that you give it out to your people that are seeking you for the answers. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you so much for loving us, so much to help us out in this endeavor. This and another thing, Lord, it gives us an opportunity to hear your voice and to be led by your voice and to understand that we can have a personal one-on-one with you, and we need to every day. And I know sometimes we get to thinking that we get distracted. We think something else is more important, Lord, but just place it in our hearts to sacrifice our time for you. And I thank you for doing that in each and every one of us, Lord, here and locally also, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you're going to do it too. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you know he can help us overcome anything? Amen. Yes, he can. He's an overcoming God that helps us and wants us to overcome and walk in his ways, walk right in his ways. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I guess. Yeah, Denny.
Yeah, I wanted to pray something.
Okay.
Lord, I just pray you would just increase our faith so much so, Lord, in your word and what you say about us and who you are to us, that God, if we hear nothing in the news, because we know you're a sovereign God and you are in control of everything, we can trust you, Father, and know that you're just faithful to us and that you know what you're doing, Lord, and we can trust you, Lord. And just trust in that faithfulness again, feel secure in that, Lord, not having to know anything, God. But this, Lord, help us to really rely on you in that way too, Lord, and not need anything but you, God, and trusting in you and your faithfulness to us, your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. While I got you on there, Debbie, did you want to say something about what the Lord showed you for the outreach?
What I blogged tonight, you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I guess he just showed me, I don't know if anybody read it, but it was a little dream that I had about everything was really black and dark. And in this dream, I woke up and it was just pitch black. There was no light anywhere. And except for then I yelled for Danny in my dream and got him up. And the next thing I'm following him down our hall, and we have white walls and white washer and dryer and stuff like that, but nothing was white. Nothing showed up but him in front of me, his white shirt that he had on. I could see that. And so, okay, just Lord, just felt impressing on me that he wants us to really stay close to him. Trust in him and always in control of it all. And I don't really remember all I put in that blog, but that he's in control and we can trust him and we're not to, and then he wanted to, oh yes, always also to be like, I thought it was like a warning to us to, in the word he confirmed it to me in Ezekiel, not Exodus, Ezekiel, I put Exodus in my blog, but about a warning for us to be ready to warn those who are not those believers who are not leaning on him as their Passover, not trusting in him and just, in their have love for the world and their sin, and that we're to want to be able to, we should be quick to hear from God to minister the truth to them and lead them out of the darkness and into the light, because the darkness is going to be so much greater than it is. So anyway, that's what.
Amen.
My God.
Good word. Yep, Mike, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. You're going to have to unmute.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah.
That's okay.
If you guys could agree with me, I'm working this weekend outside. It's on the shopping carts, about, I think, 8 stores this time. I'm going to change the ads on the shopping carts. And right now we're going through sort of a cold spell here. So it's a little bit cold. I prayed about it, but it always feels good to have others agreeing. So I'm not asking for, for it to be like 50, 60 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm still accepting that it will be below freezing, but now it's a little bit too cold. And I figured why not pray about it instead of just accepting that it is that cold. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, that when I go out working here this weekend, that the temperature will not be according to the weather forecast, but it will be much more acceptable, pleasurable for being winter, the temperatures, Lord. And it would be maybe around 5-6 degrees Celsius minus, something like that, Lord. You know what I mean with acceptable, Father. So I just pray that it will be like that, and I don't accept what I see in the weather forecast, Lord, and I pray and believe that you will help me, Lord, to have faith to stand on that. And when I don't see, if I would not see that, if it's a trial of my faith, I will simply not accept it and say, Lord, this is not what I prayed for. I don't accept this, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we lift up our faith with Mike too. Lord, I just like to add to that. Lord, let it be a comfortable day for him, whatever that is. Let it be a comfortable day and the sun to shine down on him in Jesus' name for a witness to all around him that you are a great and wonderful God. And you can change the weather as you have here many times. And Father, we thank you for doing that for Mike so he can get his work done with them grocery carts in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Father, for doing that. We're looking forward to the testimony come next week in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, sir. Amen. Bless the works of Mike's hands, Julie says. Yeah, David.
We have a praise report. We went through a trial because I admit I messed up. with the whole house search, we're blessed that a realtor was actually finding rent for us. But she wasn't getting back to us, so got anxious and started looking for myself. Started applying places, and for that, God kind of... And then later, a few days later, the realtor sent us a house, and I looked at it. I was like, well, maybe I deserve to live in a better house than this. And my wants got in the way, and God put us, God didn't let that go unpunished. And yeah, we had to face our punishment. But then we went back and applied for that house that was sent to us. We looked back at it, and it's actually more perfect of a house than we could imagine. Then we applied. Amen. Then we applied for it. The application failed for some reason. Then we contacted them again. We're like, is there anything that we could do to get in? And they're like, have your company send an offer letter. And we did that, and today we got an email. We got approved for the house, and we're waiting for the rest of the paperwork to come in.
Thank you, Lord.
We can move in.
Praise the Lord. Well, you know, God knows how we get sometimes. We let our flesh take over. Amen. Thank you, Father, for doing that for David and Alina and the family in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Anyone else? Mike. Somebody, you talking about Mike? He lives in Sweden somewhere. Mike, somebody's asking where you live.
Yes, Sweden. I don't know. It's a fairly elongated country, but I don't live... I guess one third from the south. If I go far up north, it would be, yeah, you guys would have to pray a lot harder because it's, sorry about the fan there. You would have to pray a lot harder because it's a lot colder there.
Okay.
So it's a small place. Well, small, but with American standards, it's quite a small town. 20th biggest in Sweden, but, you know, 80,000 people. So it's not that big.
Well, it's a much bigger town than I live in, of about 2,500.
Yeah. But if you would say like, oh, you know, well, it's a fair sized city, and
yeah,
people in the U.S., they think fair size with their standards, this is nothing, you know.
Okay.
So that's right. What I'm trying to say.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Anybody else? Hey, Connie. What'd you do with Larry? No, he's over there popping corn, isn't he?
I said his legs are bothering him. He's up walking around.
Okay. Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that Larry don't have to put up with that. In the name of Jesus, right now, we command those legs to straighten up and be normal in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Larry. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen and amen. Okay.
Thank you.
Okie doke. All right, anybody else? Y'all ready to get started praising God? I think I'm ready. Yep, I am. Well, what happened here? Yeah, just a minute.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Cade Courtley, former Navy SEAL platoon commander, sniper, CIA contractor, and author of
Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts, you lead us, with us in the fire, with us eyes of shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go with the Lord of hosts? And great, you lift your voice to speak. The earth it bows, and all the mountains move into the sea. Oh Lord, you know the hearts of men, and still you let them live. Oh God, who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win. Oh God.
Oh, where else would we? I thank God for Jesus and you from the depth of my soul. In the last few months,
I to be where the praise is never ending. Yeah, to dwell where the glory never fades, where countless worshipers will share.
Oh, You need help. Let God help you through this.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice. Like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
January 2017, we had
you. Join American Cruise Lines on an extraordinary journey along the Columbia and Snake Rivers.
Let us break bread together down on our knees. Let us praise God together down on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, oh God, have mercy on me.
You're not Julius Caesar, okay?
No, I'm not. You didn't think.
Deep way down in my heart, oh, deep way down.
as I tell you all the reasons why this life is just too hard. Day by day, without fail, I'm finding everything I need in everything that you are to me.
It's meat. It's red, white, and green.
Hear my song, Lord. You fill me with music. Hear my word. Just can't waste it. This one is yours, Lord. I give you this day. When I am hungry, you feed me living bread. When I am thirsty, my song, Lord. You fill me with music. Hear my words, Lord. You fill me with praise. Take this moment. I just can't one is yours, Lord. I give you this day. Hear your children, O Lord. We are lifting our praise to you. Let singing like incense now rise to your throne.
Plastic tote right here that's out in the woods. I'm going to show you something right now. Some people are concerned that they might have to go a long period of time without getting outside food. And that's why our store is blowing up with thousands of requests.
Secret place, oh God, under the shadow of your wings. Here in your presence, there's no place I'd rather be. I need you more than anything. Glory, come down. Come down, glory, come down, glory, come down. The song of heaven, like a mighty rushing wind, rise up. Worship as we sing. All
I never planned on being diabetic. With Medicare supplement coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans,
yeah!
you need. Let God help you through.
This affordable telescope lets you zoom in on anything. This is the first reasonably priced monocular with high-end features. It lets you get really up close. And lets you shoot videos and photos with incredible zoom and crisp images. You can attach a tripod and smartphone to shoot photos and video.
Ready for you, every heart longing for.
Amazing family vacation.
This is so exciting!
Yay! Let's go! Oh
my. Here at the altar where I run to rest, where I resurrection and the touch of your breath. I die now daily because I've learned to live in the grace that belongs to all who are born again. I am the mercy of the Lamb and the bread. I feast now daily because I've learned to This is what is called glory.
Y'all get ready and get up. It's coming.
Can't walk.
My. If y'all couldn't get up out of your seats out of there, y'all need to get saved, glory to God. I'm telling you the truth.
We got to get some more exciting music on next time, though.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah. Woo! I like Rian and Claire's bunch there. Look like the Hallelujah Haleys. Boys, I'm telling you what, they were getting it. Go on with your dancing. Holy Ghost dancing. Thank Amen. You, Lord. That was awesome.
Amen.
Well, okay, let's pray. I got a thing here we need to pray for. Lynn Wood. Y'all know who Lynn Wood is? He's a lawyer that's helping Trump. Here's what he says. He says, I really care about you. I feel your pain. I saw this mess coming months ago. For the last many months, I have worked 20-hour days, and I speak truth. The truth is I'm tired. I'm fighting battles on every front. The State Bar of Georgia told me today they would demand a mental health exam from me if I wanted to keep my law license. That's the deep state. My mind is sound. I have broken no rules. I asked what I had done wrong. I was only told it was about my social media comments, my speech. I try to live a principled life. There's no basis for the bar's demand, but I am choosing my battles carefully. I don't believe God has brought me this far to stop fighting now. I know he did instill within me a spirit of fear, and I know I have never been a quitter. But I need to spend some time tonight talking with my perfect father and my best friend to ask him what he wants me to do about these attacks, including those by my own family. I'm going to turn off the phone at 8 p.m. for 12 hours and spend some quiet time in prayer and reading God's word. Pray for me tonight. Pray that God will make clear to me the path he wants me to take, the battles he wants me to fight. Whatever he wants me to do, I'll do it. I will obey him because I worship him. He has done so much for me. I never want to let you down. You have written so many kind and loving words to me. You have lifted me up when I was weary. God works through his children. We will talk tomorrow. God bless you and God bless America. Please know this is not about me. This is about you. We are all in this together. And then I wrote him. I said, we're praying, Lynn. God will answer. And he wrote back. He said, amen, God-fearing and praying men. Lord, bless him and give him peace in Christ Jesus and the victory. So we're going to pray for him right now. We're going to believe for him, right? Father, in the name of Jesus, you hear Lynn's request, Father. He's yours. You've brought him to this place in time for a reason. And Lord, he loves you, it sounds like, and I think he does. And I ask, Father, that you answer his request to show him what you want him to do. It may be something different, entirely different than what he thinks. But whatever it is, Lord, I ask that you make it a clear and abundantly clear and confirm it with your word, Lord. And I thank you for it, for doing that. Answer his every request, Father, and do it in a way that he would understand that it's you, Lord. And I thank you for doing it. And Father, I ask if you could send your angels to him and tell him what you want him to know and what you want him to do and lay it out for him in a way that he would understand. Thank you, Father. Lord, I ask for your protection around about him. I bind up the factious demons that are coming into his family right now, and I cast them away from him in the name of Jesus. I break the power over his family right now in Jesus' name. And I ask, Father, that you put a wall of fire around him and his family in the name of Jesus, that no part of the enemy could penetrate in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for smoothing their hearts and to allow them to see their father and their whatever, their kinfolk, whatever. I don't know who all it is, but Father, you do. And I ask, Lord, that you show him that he's doing exactly what you want him to do. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Does anybody else want to pray? Okay, Greg, go ahead.
Jesus, please, I know as you do, intercede for me here. But yes, for this man and others who are, oh my goodness, dealing with judicial systems. And Lord, it is right that we do that, but oh my goodness, they are so, so terribly fraught with darkness. Lord, I want to just echo the prayer for the wall of fire from Zechariah, I think it's 2:6, to be around about this man and those like him with your glory at the center. A hedge of protection around everything that concerns them, especially their families. And for all those who are railing against these things that are going on in nations. Lord, for the forces that rail against him in the judicial system. Father, I want to ask that that wall would be cracked and there would be that repentance from one or two would crack that damn wall and cause the poison to flow out and be eliminated. Lord, that they would know there is only one out for them, and that is to turn to you. And Lord, in those places there would be people of integrity. And all, Lord, that your angels would be in place. I don't want to dictate to you what goes on, but that the forces of God would be in those places and enforce your will. Because a terrible darkness does seek the life of those who should not die, so that those who should will live. And Father, we are helpless, other than this, that we bend the knee before you and stand on the glassy sea and proclaim your word. Amen. That'll do. Let's have a good wrap up.
Amen. Go ahead, Missy.
I wanted to pray about they're trying to basically disbar him, take his lawyer license away. Father, we just ask you, Lord, we forbid this to happen, Lord. This man's done nothing wrong. Lord, we just ask you to show him also, Lord, that what is mightier and more powerful than anything is the warfare that he can do in the spiritual realm, that his wrestling is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, show him this is where he can do the most damage to the kingdom of this world, to the kingdom of Satan, who's trying but will fail to keep President Trump from getting back in there. And Lord, help him to know that this is how he needs to battle first and foremost, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm going to request that we pray in the spirit. Angelica suggested that, and I think it's a great idea. Let's pray in the spirit for Lynn Wood. Father, we just lift up Lynn Wood to you, and we ask, Lord, that you pray through us in the spirit for the things that you want him to do. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you for the victory because we know it's done. We know. Look what the Lord has done. Yes, Lord, we're just going to be singing the victory songs for Lynn Wood and his family. Thank you, Father, for doing this for Lynn Wood. And we praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we know that we have an open heaven and that our prayers are answered. And we thank you for helping this man out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Amen. I'd like to pray too, Father. I just pray that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that comes against him will be condemned. I thank you, Father, that all that the deep state is trying to do will all come falling down, and it will bring confusion in their camp, and they will not be able to come against him in any way in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, whatever the enemy meant for evil, you turn it around for the good. I thank you, Father, for protecting him and guiding him and leading him, giving him wisdom and power and might and be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Angelica.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to give him the grace. You're going to speak through his mouth, Father God, that he's not going to fail whatever test they have, Father God, that he's not going to be beguiled in any way, Father God, that no confusion will come upon him, Father God. I speak that, Father God, hedge of protection, wall of fire around Amen. Him, around his mind, around his thoughts, around his speech and his mannerisms, Father God. That no demon, no demonic force, no witchcraft, Father God, would have any effect on his mind, Father God, for them mm-hmm. to make such a ruling against him, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're fighting for him, Lord God. And we loose the angels to go forward and enforce your will, Father God, upon those wicked people in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just ask that you pour a lot of wisdom and discernment into Lynn, and we praise you for that, Father, and faith, Lord, to believe that whatever you tell him and to do, that you're going to fulfill whatever it is. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Malcolm, you got a prayer? Malcolm, there you are.
Hey, can you hear me? Yeah, I raised my hand about an hour ago, so no. Oh, I raised it about an hour ago, so it's kind of, I'm just doing dishes right now.
I'm sorry, I can't
but,
see you.
Lord, I prayed for, that's okay. Lord, I just pray for Lynn that you will strengthen him in his inner man, and that you will guide him, and whatever happens with the courts or whatever, I mean, not the courts, but the bar, we just pray that you will... of course, we speak against what they're trying to accomplish, but we, Lord, we know that you work in ways that we don't understand. You may have some other way of for Lynn to work. So we want to leave that open to your judgment and to your guidance, and help him through whatever you have in mind for him. And we'd certainly cast down the garbage coming against him. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Dave, go ahead.
Greg, want me to read that scripture I put in the chat? You want me to read that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got Ezekiel 12:22 today, so I'll read it in context, starting at 21, 12:21. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged and every vision fails? Tell them, therefore, thus says the Lord, thy God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision. For there shall be no more any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall be performed. It shall be no more deferred, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I speak the word and will perform it, says the Lord your God. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of God, behold, they of the household of Israel say the vision that he has seen is for many days to come, and he prophesies of times that are far off. Therefore, say unto them, Thus says the Lord Almighty, there shall none of my words be deferred anymore, but the word which I shall speak shall be performed, says the Lord your God. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Good word. Go ahead, Lana or Theo or David or Alina.
I also wanted to pray.
All right.
God, I lift up this this man that you have ordained for this day and this time to be the work that he is doing, Father God. Sometimes, Father God, when we reach the end of our strength, Father God, when we reach a dead end, and we've said all that we can say and prayed all that we can pray, asking for your protection, your provision, your guidance, Father God. All that's left to do is to praise your name, Father God. And that's what I want to do on his behalf, Father God. And as a reminder to the rest of us, Father God, that in our weakness, Father God, you are our strength. And even when we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, Father God, we praise you, we thank you, because you are in control of every detail, Father God. This has never left your hand, this has never left your sight, Father God, and so we have nothing to worry about, nor does he, Father God. You are going to allow this to the time to go on for the time that it has been ordained to go on, Father God, that his family will hurt, he will hurt, and we will hurt with him until you say it's enough, Father God. And we praise you, Father God, for even in the pain, Father God, you are there. Even Father God, when we are suffering and crying out and asking why, Father God, we know, Father God, that this is of your hand, that we have something to gain in all of this, Father God. At the end of the day, Father God, it's all yours, and we give it back to your hand, Father God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. The strength you give us is yours, Father God, for we are nothing. We are vessels, Father God, only asking to be used in honor of your name, Father God. So once again, Father God, I praise your name. I glorify your name, because at the end of the day, at the end of every day, and at the end of this world, Father God, your will be complete, Father God, and there will be not a creature on this planet that will not know, Father God, that this is of you and this is for you. I praise you and I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, we have the victory. Lynn has the victory. His family has the victory. Thank you, Father. And the U.S. has the victory in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for strengthening him, putting in him the resolve to see it through, putting in him the strength and the fortitude to see everything through that you want him to do, Father. And I thank you for it, Father. We're just going to keep praying for him. We're going to keep believing for him and his family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Okay. That is done. Does everybody believe that? Yes, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. It is done. We decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay, anybody else before we're kind of running late, but that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording. Good night, y'all. We're going to act like we're getting off here. Good night, y'all.